From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is looking ahead to the next challenge following the rejection of the Republicans' health care legislation.
We've had I'm not going to speak badly about anybody within the party, but certainly there's a big history. I think Paul really worked hard. And I would say that we will probably start going very, very strongly for the big tax cuts and tax reform. That'll be next.
Trump is turning his attention from health care after asking Republican leaders to withdraw the health care bill for consideration because it lacked the necessary votes to pass. Speaker Paul Ryan spoke about the decision during a late-day news conference.
We came very close, but we did not get that consensus. That's why I thought the wise thing to do is not proceed with a vote, but to pull the bill and see what we can do. But I don't think the law as it is fashioned or anything close to it is really going to be able to survive.
Some Americans were frustrated the two parties could not work together on the bill.
Where I'm most frustrated with our government, because I don't think they're doing that thing. It seems to be an either or and two sides, when it should be more of hearing both sides and coming to some sort of compromise.
I know it will come back. I feel a little bit more relaxed today after they did not come to a vote, so the status quo will be in effect for a while.
Despite heavy pressure from the White House and the Speaker, conservative Republicans opposed the Republican plan because it did not go far enough. Moderates opposed it because they feared too many Americans would lose their health insurance. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Key U.S. lawmakers are at odds over halting progress in their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The latest skirmish sparked by the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee's abrupt cancellation of an open hearing set to feature top former intelligence officials. Word of the change ignited a round of criticism from congressional Democrats who pointed out FBI Director James Comey and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers had already testified this past Monday. During the hearing, Comey confirmed for the first time officials are investigating possible connections between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. The United States announced sanctions Friday on 30 foreign individuals or companies that aided Iran or North Korea in the country's ballistic missile programs. The State Department said it had sanctioned 11 companies or individuals from China, North Korea, or the United Arab Emirates for transferring technology to Tehran that could further the country's ballistic missile program. The 19 other firms or individuals are believed to have either transferred to or received from Iran, North Korea, or Syria illicit goods banned under previous U.S. sanctions. Hong Kong's next leader will be chosen on Sunday by an election committee stacked with pro-Beijing elites who heed the wishes of China's communist leaders rather than the semi-autonomous region's voters. Analysts say China got involved in the election before the campaign began.
I'm very surprised that in this election the Chinese government has decided to favor a particular candidate at a very, very early stage, even before the campaigning, the actual campaigning has started. So it seems that the Chinese government has thrown their support behind Carrie Lam.
Most Hong Kong media is reporting Lam, a former head of the Hong Kong Civil Service, is likely to win, although John Tsang is the most popular candidate to be the new leader of Hong Kong. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan has remanded three online bloggers into custody of a federal agency for a week to determine if they should be tried and punished on blasphemy charges. The official crackdown was launched after Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif ordered authorities to take urgent steps to rid social media of any anti-Islam content posted by people in Pakistan. Pakistan's anti-blasphemy laws carry the death penalty or imprisonment for life for insulting the Prophet Muhammad, though no one has been executed to date. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1. We'll be spending more time backstage at Birdland in New York City with the late, great Cedar Walton and hearing from his new release, Charmed Circle. Before his passing in 2013, in the year 2012, Cedar Walton invited me to come backstage between sets at Birdland in New York City to have a wonderful conversation with him. What a wonderful, warm, and talented gentleman he was. One of my favorite conversations in all of the conversations I've enjoyed over the years with jazz musicians. I'll share with you some of his thoughts and music from a new release just out, recorded in 1979 at the San Francisco Club Keystone Corner. That's coming up. But first, let's remember two jazz greats who passed away not too long ago, but would have been celebrating birthdays this week. Sarah Vaughan, born on the 27th of March in 1924, passed away at 66 in the year 1999. And Michael Brecker begins this edition of VOA's Jazz America. He died at the very young age of 57 on the 13th of January in 2007 after a battle with leukemia. Here's Michael Brecker with a song dedicated to his brother, the great trumpeter Randy Brecker, titled Modus Operandi, from the album Wide Angles. Remembering Michael Brecker to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
live from Rosie's, the divine one, Saravan.
Content to love you once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring. Well, no, I'm not afraid, but I'm in a sorrow. I'll remember April and you. I will dwindle in the glowing ashes. The flame will last but a little while. I won't forget and I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and be glad.
Remember April, the divine Miss Sarah Vaughan, recorded live in 1978 in New Orleans at the club called Rosie's Jazz Club. Hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you'll enjoy skipping 1 year forward to 1979 and hear a live recording just released featuring the great pianist Cedar Walton, recorded at the Keystone Corner in New York City. First, let's go backstage to Birdland in New York City in 2012. That's when I had a chance to speak. Backstage with Cedar Walton here on VOA's Jazz America.
I started with Louis Armstrong. There were people before him, King Oliver and everything. But Louis Armstrong was a humongous star, you know what I mean? And with a simple formula. I saw footage of him playing in Madison Square Garden. And you could barely see this little quintet in the middle of all these people, man. I said, Jesus, this is adoration plus.
Worldwide.
Yeah. And I met him once. And you know, he walked up to me. We were in a club in Harlem. The two bands were Lee Morgan and Quintet and Freddie Hubbard Quintet. So I was part of Lee Morgan Quintet. And I was at the bar, you know. Smart people, smart like Lewis, they hear, probably heard my name announced. I know he didn't know me. So he, all of a sudden, he tapped on the shoulder and said, "Yes, Cedar." And he had been to, obviously, Beth Israel. He didn't say, he just said hospital, but now I know it's Beth Israel. Mm-hmm. He said, "Man, they had me hooked up to, I guess he had an IV and that sort of." He was complaining, not complaining, but just wanted to tell somebody about it. Like, and I couldn't believe who it was talking to me. So you know what I mean? Because I was blown away. I'm still so glad that that happened. Oh. You know, I said, man, I met Ellington. Ellington was a guy. I'm digressing again.
Don't worry about it. We're getting a history lesson and a master class at the same time here with Cedar Walton backstage at Birdland. Go on.
I was stationed at a very early age. I came here when I was 21. It was 1955. So say it was April 55. April 56, I was drafted. In the military. So. I was up here at Fort Dix, not too far from here, south of here. Mm-hmm. And so, in the it looks like a big gymnasium. There was Duke Ellington in the afternoon. He did not like to be off. He liked to have, he didn't like a day's off. He would do anything. And there he was playing hardly any audience. And me, I was shipping out the day after to Germany. And me and my buddy who sang. So we dared ask him to sit in, and I suspect to this day that Duke wanted to get away from that spinning, you know.
Didn't sound like what he wanted to hear.
So it was a fairly big stairway up to the stage, and on the way down he said, "Now go easy on those keys, young man." Typical Ellington, you know, Ellington
bravado,
elegance, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I went up, and my friend was down. I could see him down at the microphone singing, "What is this thing called love?" Oh, wow. And we played, the bass player and drummer joined in. And then on the final course, I guess I took a solo. And then on the final course, the band chimed in. Mm-hmm. Just made up stuff. I said, "Good God, I must be in heaven." It's true. And
so,
and then on the way back down the stairs, Duke said, "I thought I told you to go easy." Typical Ellington, man. I'm telling you. I cherish these memories. You can't believe how much I cherish those memories like that, man.
From Cedar Walton and his 1979 performance at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco, March of the Fishman, to a 1954 release from His Hero. Louis Armstrong with Aunt Hagar's Blues on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Was given the way of living right. Yes, said he no winging, no ragtime singing tonight. Yes, up jumped Aunt Hagar and shouted out with all of might, all. She said, oh, ain't no use of preaching. Oh, ain't no use of teaching. Each modulation of syncopation, just tell my feet to dance and I can't refuse. When I hear the melody called the blues, those ever-loving blues, just hear Aunt Hagar's children harmonizing to that old mournful tune. It's a like a choir from on high broke blues, yeah, man. If the devil brought it, the good Lord sent it right down to me, yes. Let the congregation join while I sing those loving Aunt Hagar's Blues.
We went way back to 1954 for that one. The legendary Louis Armstrong, the hero to Cedar Walton, our special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, Aunt Hagar's Blues. And you know what? The next song you're going to hear was also recorded in 1954. Two of the great horn players of all time coming up by request. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. Hi, Russ. I started listening to Willis Conover in the 1960s from London when I was a student. I'd get your show on Saturdays in Johannesburg in South Africa. Thanks, Chris Glure. Well, Chris also went on in his message to say that he wanted to listen to Miles Davis with Sonny Rollins. So we're talking about Chris Glure from Johannesburg, South Africa, a real jazz fan who knows his stuff. Well, I would be happy, Chris, to play for you one of the great summit meetings in all of jazz history as we hear Sonny Rollins' composition Doxy with Sonny on the tenor sax alongside Miles Davis from Miles' album from 1954 when it was recorded, Bag's Groove, and with them Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums. It doesn't get any better than this, Doxy on VOA's Jazz America.
We'll be right back.
Award-winning vocalist Norah Jones with a song entitled Flipside from her latest release, the Grammy-nominated work Day Breaks, here on VOA's Jazz America. Norah Jones is one of those great pianists and singers who has crossed over into the pop world as well as living in the jazz world. And though she's become very popular in pop music, she wanted to turn more to her instrumental and jazzy side with this latest release. Welcome back to jazz, Norah Jones. Well, another artist who has crossed over, as they say, is Stevie Wonder. He's done very jazzy work over the years, from instrumentals to salutes to Duke Ellington and etc. And he could do a full-blown jazz album. You just know it would be fantastic. I've actually had some artists tell me he doesn't need to because we've done so many jazz versions of his songs, we could just put together a great Salute to Stevie Wonder jazz album. Another jazz version of a Stevie Wonder classic, the song Another Star, has been recorded on the live work from the Keystone Corner performance from 1979 by this week's special guest here on VOA's Jazz America, the late, great Cedar Walton. We'll hear that song after we talk with him once more here on Jazz America. The New York scene, everybody gravitated to this place, and this magic just happened. Not that it wasn't happening on the West Coast. Some beautiful music out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chicago, Detroit, you know, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis. I mean, all over the place, but somehow New York is something.
Yes, indeed. It lasted. It endured. It's amazing because, well, I played the original Birdland. We recorded there with the Jazz Messengers. Wow. And, the tune they picked to name the album was one of my tunes called Mosaic. And the late DJ who actually broadcast from Birdland, he would say, Symphony said, Turin, he would say, and I'm riding around in Manhattan in a car, and on the radio, here comes the tune, you know. And then afterwards, he said, yes, that's Mosaic by C.R. Walton. He would pronounce it like radar, you know. And man, was I thrilled. I said, golly, thank you, Mom. And I just couldn't, you know, I remember how, I don't know how to describe the feeling, but special. You feel, you know, you hear your name on the radio, man. Mm-hmm.
You said you used the word heaven a second ago. I was in heaven. I just want to play a little game here, if you don't mind playing along. Okay, this incredible trio of musicians who are playing with you tonight at Birdland, they've decided they're going to leave. Mm-hmm. And you can snap your fingers and bring back from the other side musicians who are not with us anymore to play with you in a one-night stand. I'm talking a bass player, a drummer, and 2 or 3 horn players. Who would you conjure back from the other side to come play with you for one night?
On tenor saxophone, I would have Clifford Jordan, because we were dear friends and worked a lot together. On bass, I would have Sam Jones. Mm-hmm. And the late Vernell Fournier on drums. Mm-hmm. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. And my favorite trombonist is still alive, Curtis Fuller. Mm-hmm. So, J.J. Johnson.
There we go.
Okay.
Ooh, that was easy.
Yeah, well, I played with them, and I always remember those pleasant memories and experiences.
One last little thing, and I'll let you have your dinner and go to the second set. I always ask great American musicians to just have a basic personal statement to all the folks listening around the world to jazz on Voice of America, just whatever Cedar Walton would like to say to them.
Well, I'd like to say welcome to the world of jazz if this is your first visit, and if you're not a fledgling visitor, experienced visitor, still welcome, and I'm glad to be able to communicate with you in this manner, because only this type of program will allow me to do that. Wherever you are, this program reaches, I think, right?
Yes, sir.
So that's important.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your dinner. I hope you enjoy it half as much as I enjoyed this set tonight and have enjoyed your wonderful work over the years. Cedar Walton, thank you.
Thank you. I'm privileged to talk to such an elegant gentleman, eminent.
Thank you, sir.
And good luck all the way around.
Thank you, sir.
Just out. Charmed Circle, live at the Keystone Corner, recorded in 1979 at the famous San Francisco club, Cedar Walton and his version of Stevie Wonder's classic, Another Star. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for listening. And we'll close things out with a little bit of the work of Cedar Walton with the band he mentioned earlier, working with them in New York City at the original Birdland, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Alongside Cedar Walton and Mr. Blakey on the drums, of course, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, and Freddie Hubbard on trumpet for Boo's Delight from the album Buhana's Delight on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Maybe you didn't know that Art Blakey's nickname was Boohana. Therefore, the name of the album Boohana's Delight and the song Boo's Delight with Cedar Walton featured on the piano with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from 1961. This is Russ Davis. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Cedar Walton and his newest work. And speaking of new, the next edition of Jazz America is another in a series that I call New and Notable. We'll talk to four artists with new releases. Wynton Marsalis with the music of John Lewis, Ileana Elias and her new one Dance of Time, Nicholas Payton's Afro-Caribbean mixtape, and Billy Childs with Rebirth on the next Jazz America.